You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't wanna go to this city. If you don't wanna go to this city, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to this city. Come on and tell me what you told my friends, if you think you're brave enough. And I'll show you what a real woman is, since you think you're hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's Coffee City. If you don't want to go to Fish City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a sin, my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't want to go to this city. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't want.
Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk with the least trusted team in sports talk radio today, Bronwyn C. and Kelly.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you for being here again while Jim the Poet serves his suspension.
Woo-hoo! I killed him.
No, you didn't kill him. He's been suspended. The authorities. What? No. I don't know. I don't think we're supposed to talk about why. But
this is
the part of
the talk show where I don't speak, but I speak to you with my eyes.
Yeah, I know. When you
shake your head.
Head movements. Yes, your head movement, and you wave your hands around. It means something.
I'm trying to get at is, are you serious?
I'm always serious, am I not?
You are full of
it. I'm always serious. 201-209-9368 is the number to call. That was Loretta Lynn.
I love her.
Fist City, in honor of hockey fights breaking out. It's hockey fight time again.
That was a great song, Fist City.
Yeah, it's a good song. And you know what? I tried to tweet about how I was going to start off the show with that this week.
That.
And
you tweet? Auto, I don't know you tweeted.
Yeah, Sportsy Talk is on Twitter. Follow Sportsy Talk on Twitter, at Sportsy Talk. And it auto-corrected to Loretta Lynch, who is the Attorney General of the United States.
Wow.
So I said we were going to start with the Attorney General of the United States singing Fist City, which isn't true.
Do you feel dumb when you get a massive typo like that?
It wasn't a typo. It was an auto-correct.
Well,
I feel enraged.
It makes me mad.
To kill.
And you're an editor, so like...
I know. It drives me mad.
At least it's a name and not, you know...
Yeah.
I'm always using the wrong form of there.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
That's one of my things.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Well, it's just,
There's three of them.
Three.
T-H-E-R-E, T-H-E-Y, apostrophe
R-E. Oh, yeah.
T-H-E-I-R. Uh-huh.
See? I don't know.
Would you like to know about the three types of dashes? The hyphen, the N-dash, and the M-dash?
I want to talk about commas, actually. Commas are a big problem for me.
I think we really ought to talk about sports.
Okay.
Sportsy talk. Okay. So, hockey began this week, and
violence. I love me some violence.
There is some good violence.
I love man-on-man violence.
Where did I write it down at, though? The names of the
I hope you did, because I don't watch or know anything about hockey.
Well, there were
two teams
actually had a fight in the first. Oh, here it is. The Flames The Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
Isn't that hilarious?
That is kind of. I know where you're going with that.
And the Cowlicks. No, the Canucks. Their name is the Canucks. I thought that was a derogatory term for Canadians, but that's actually the name of the team. The Flames and the Canucks started fighting 2 seconds into their opening game. They got on the ice, somebody dropped the puck, and they had a
What's
fight
that
immediately.
Called when they dropped the puck?
It's called dropping
the head off.
Dropping the puck.
The whack off.
Face off.
Face off.
Whack off. You're a whack off.
They fought in the face off?
I don't know if they even waited for the puck to get dropped. They just fought.
Well, hockey in Canada is the equivalent of
real
American
life here.
Football in America.
I think it's even more, because they don't really have anything else.
And it never de-thaws. You know,
they don't have anything in Canada.
It's cool, though. They're so good at it.
Yes.
That's all I got.
Okay,
back
that's
to
good.
You, Bronwyn.
That's good.
In the hot seat.
I had some people to thank.
Oh, there's that.
Yeah, we're doing this fundraiser that we don't talk about here, and
that's called a silent fundraiser, Bronwyn.
Yeah, we don't talk about it, but we have people to thank. We want to thank listener Ian in New Zealand.
Woo!
And I guess we could say, go All Blacks. That's their team. That's their team.
Hockey team?
No, I think it's rugby or something.
That sounds rugby-ish.
Could it be soccer?
I think they only do rugby.
I just know that there's this guy on my platform at my train that I catch, and he always wears a All Blacks cap.
It says All Blacks.
Yes, and he talks about the All Blacks because he's been to New Zealand. And
now,
so this is his signifier that he's been there. And the fact that I don't actually know
what
he's going on about is no reflection on New Zealand. It's really a reflection on him, because I'd really rather not listen to him go on about it, so I don't.
Is there a difference between the accent in New Zealand and the accent in Australia?
Well, I'm sure there must be, yeah, of course.
I don't know.
They're like different
But
countries.
You never hear anyone say, like, oh, he's from New Zealand.
Yeah, you never hear people making fun of a New Zealand accent the way they make fun of the Australian accent.
Why would you make fun of that accent? It's a great...
Because it's incomprehensible. I don't like it.
It's kind of like the British accent, but a little sillier.
It is a silly accent, yeah.
But I think so. That's not a bad thing.
No,
because I
we like silly,
ridiculous things.
All right, moving on.
Go ahead.
Thanks to listener Douglas in my old, almost hometown of Omaha, Nebraska. Thank you.
I meant to clap for the New Zealander too.
We'll go back and clap for him at the end. And listener Daniel, right here in New York State, up in Bloomingburg.
So generous. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, they are generous. Everybody's generous.
Go to WFMU.org. You can see the whole business about our silent fundraiser.
Yeah,
it's crunch time.
Okay.
I'm just going to say one thing.
No, what?
We need money bad.
Okay, I
just paid the bills.
You're the bookkeeper.
And I was like, Ken,
you would know.
I'm not even mailing all of these checks. That's how much we need the money.
Wow, are we like kiting checks now?
Well,
that's
awesome.
People mail. That's why people don't use, I don't use electronic banking, because I need to kite my checks. I need to send them out at a certain time just before the money comes in and stuff. No, Sligo does that. I don't,
You can time it better.
Yeah, but if you pay by phone, sometimes you have to pay an additional fee to do that.
Not if you use the automated system, typically. And then when you get the person in India, you just tell them you couldn't, hear it.
Figure it out.
They won't charge you.
All right. More sports.
Hey, why are we here again?
201-209-9368. It's Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Woohoo!
You know what?
Violence.
We actually have a call.
Violence is the theme of Sportsy Talk
this
week.
No, it's not. We lost that person.
Oh, whoopsie. Call back.
201-209-9368. I actually forgot to put the phone down here.
Is Jim really...
On suspension.
So how long do I get to do this?
By the proper authorities.
Just one show?
You can do it all the time. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hi, it's listener Zoe.
Listener Zoe, hi. One
hi,
of our
listener
favorite
Zoe
listeners.
And
greetings.
And friend of WFMU.
Yeah.
Hello. Well, I know it's been a while. And then I heard Kelly was going to be on, so I'm like, oh, I definitely
You can't get out of this family. It's like the Manson family.
Yeah, once you're in, you're
we
in
We kill
forever.
Together, and we... scar our skin and our foreheads.
Why are you so violent today? What's
wrong? I'm in a mood.
You
I'm
are.
Frisky. I can't even sit down. Have you noticed that?
I know.
That?
I've noticed that. What's going on? Oh, Zoe, what's going on with you?
Not much. I remembered some things I wanted to tell you from back in the summer.
Okay.
Uh, UCC, the United Church of Christ, has called for a boycott of the Washington Redskins.
Good for them. Because of their racist name?
Exactly.
Excellent.
And
way to go, United Church of Christ.
Petitioning the Cleveland Indians to get rid of their mascot.
Oh, brother. The next thing you know, we'll be dragging everybody out into the street and shooting them.
No. Wait, what?
But I thought
you No, okay,
really?
The Cleveland Indians symbol, have you seen it, Kelly? You have to look at it. It's really bad. It's like the most Samboized grinning engine.
Why
it is
just
really
it
offensive.
To, like, a really Joe Namath-y looking Indian.
Was Joe Namath an indigenous American?
I don't know. It just if that would please the right. image that they're going for and not be as whatever
offensive.
It is. Yeah.
Offensive, yeah.
Who's complaining? Is there a group complaining about these things, or is it just white people?
Americans?
I think it's Americans.
Americans?
Of all colors, yes.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
no,
well,
I think
then
it's a,
if
yeah.
the people are calling for it, I guess, whatever. I don't lose sleep over these things.
You know what's great is Donald Trump is going to be live tweeting the Democratic debate tonight.
Oh,
so
you really ought to
go on Twitter and follow that. I'm sure it's going to be amusing.
At a bar.
Yeah. Twitter at a bar.
Just sitting around looking at Twitter sounds like I might as well kill myself.
Zoe, what else is going on?
Oh, the Tomato Nation website.
Tomato Nation, yeah.
You Google baseball managers' hotness. They ranked all the baseball managers by how hot they were.
aren't all the baseball managers like 60-year-old men with kind of
That's
like
our
in
pool,
khakis?
Some are maybe a little younger.
Saggy bellies and kind of.
I think the. Big. Most hot was the manager for the Detroit Tigers. But
oh, really?
I don't remember his name.
Tigers are offended by the use of a tiger-like
Stop
image.
Stop that.
And I'm demanding in their name.
I'm not getting into that.
That it
with
be
you.
Changed to something more kitty cat-ish.
You want to talk about mascots? I can tell you about Bevo the 14th. Bevo
okay.
the 14th is
do you wanna,
the,
do you wanna,
he's the mascot of the Texas Longhorns. He is a Longhorn steer, and he has been forced into retirement this week because he has come down with bovine leukemia.
Is it an actual?
Yes. Bevo the 14th.
Oh, that's horrible.
It is horrible.
We're going to have to go
Poor
there.
Bevo.
That's not a reason you want to get rid of a mascot.
Well, they're going to... He can't work. He can't work at the games anymore because he's
Zoe,
sick.
Zoe, they're going to put a bullet in his head.
They took... No, they're not... Would you
one,
stop it?
One
Golly,
lucky
what
fan.
Is, what is wrong with the yellow?
You know how they have hat day? They're going to
yeah,
have
the
put a bullet in
gonna
the
have, gonna have
steed's
bullet day,
head.
Bullet day.
Yeah.
No, they got a dog that was colored similarly and put horns on him and had him fill in.
Yeah.
Bevo.
A dog?
Yeah. Not the same as a longhorn steer.
Wah, wah.
What else, Zoe? Tell us more sportsy things.
Yeah, you should be doing the show, Zoe.
I like the idea that...
It probably started a while ago, because that's when football season started.
Uh-huh.
But one of the...
5 weeks ago.
Knitting needle companies, and they're having a knit-along, where you knit different colors and stripes on the home game, the home team and the away team or whatever. And if they get a touchdown, you knit so many rows, and if they get this many points, you get that many points.
It's
so.
like a drinking game, only with knitting.
Only with knitting. So if you go to
sportsy.com,
like
wait,
are there any craft sportsy knitters out there?
Give me the URL again.
Weirbord, KAL, or knit along.
We're bored, KAL.
Scoreboard. Like a scoreboard.
Scoreboard. Scoreboard. I figured they were just bored of the football. Scoreboard.
K-A-L.
For knit along. Okay. Scoreboard KAL.com or .org? We don't know.
Probably .com.
We'll find it. Scoreboard KAL. Cool.
Thanks for saving the show, Zoe.
Thanks, Zoe.
Oh, and not exactly
what's
related, but Putin Pals related.
Yes.
And that's somebody who totally has the hots for Putin.
Ew.
You know, Putin had his birthday last week, and he scored like 17 goals in a hockey game. He went out and played hockey.
Yeah.
With his hand-picked team and his hand-picked opponents.
What a shock.
I know. And he scored more goals than
I
anything.
Feel so bad for the goalie. Cause...
No, the goalie's going to get a solid goal Mercedes or something.
Yeah, if he didn't score, that would be worried for the goalie.
Yeah, if he didn't score, it'd be a problem. But
it is the most obnoxious thing. I mean...
What? Putin's awesome.
Yeah, she came to his son. She had pictures of, like, meeting him, and she, I guess she had met him, like, a decade ago and got a picture with him.
Uh-huh.
And she got him to autograph the picture.
Wow.
This is your friend, Zoe?
No, it's a customer. She's a crazy Russian, but...
Did he have his shirt off when she was meeting him?
No, it was at the UN, so...
Yes.
I thought he just took his shirt off everywhere. Yeah, yeah. He's doing a speech. He rips his shirt off.
He rode in on that longhorn steer.
Shirtless. Shirtless on a steer.
That guy is...
Wrestled the bear in the UN assembly meeting room and went home.
He's creepy.
No, he's awesome.
And scary.
He's the best.
He's so gross.
He's so great.
He's so gross.
He's great. He's only like 4'8", you know. I mean, he's itty bitty. No, he's tiny.
Is he?
Well, I don't know. It's probably 5'4".
Well, a lot of foreign leaders are taller than him. So.
Yeah, everybody's taller than him.
Maybe they're all 6'5". I don't know.
I'm taller than him. I think he's 5'4".
I'm gonna have to.
We have to look it
up. Look that up.
Okay, we got to look up how tall Putin is. That's our next assignment. Zoe,
let me get right on that.
Thank you for calling. This was awesome. It's so great to hear from you again.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, always.
Of course, we don't have any others, so we are very, very selective and appreciative.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye, Zoe. I love the name Zoe.
She is one of my favorite listeners of all time.
Of course.
Really good. I like all the listeners.
I almost said something with a swear.
Don't say anything bad. Don't swear.
No, not bad.
I have the dump button.
Which is, in its own right, the dump.
Dump.
Button.
What other... Oh, hey, we have big...
You haven't said the only sportsy story that I know.
Well, why don't you tell me what it is, you know, and then we can get going on it.
Okay, well, first of all,
yes.
After the show last week,
yes.
When I realized that...
When you filled in last week, too. Thank you.
I know. It's like a Christmas
miracle. Thank you for last
week,
and thank you for this week. Christmas miracle. You're back again.
My pleasure.
Yes.
I came across all these great sportsy things, and I thought, gee, if I'd only applied myself ahead of the program, I could have contributed something. And ironically, now that the show is over, I'm seeing all of these wonderful little weird sportsy stories. But now, because I'm senile, I forgot all of those. But there was the big sportsy story. Well, I thought it was the big story of the week. The Phillies second baseman, not Chumley. What's his name?
Chumley.
I can't remember his name.
Chase Utley.
Chumley.
He's not on the Phillies anymore, though.
Oh, he's not. See how unsportsy I am?
That's okay. He's on the Dodgers now.
He had gotten hurt, and then he didn't get better, and they sent him to Los Angeles? Is that what happened?
Los Angeles got him. They traded for him. I don't know exactly the thing. Yeah.
Well, I remember when he was on the Phillies. But anyway, I heard that there was this nasty slide.
Yes.
So, of course, I went to the all-knowing, all-seeing eye YouTube because I wanted to see what the media considered a nasty slide, because there's a nasty slide and then there's a nasty slide.
Media. We are the media. Do you know that?
Hardly.
We are.
We are the anti-media.
No, we're like, okay, well, maybe we are the anti-media.
So did you see this slide into second base?
Yes.
It was like he's trying to kill the guy.
Yes.
And he's not even near the bag.
He's not near the bag.
He doesn't even slide before the bag.
No.
He runs away from the bag
and then
tackles
hits
him.
This
guy.
Yeah, hits him as hard as the guy's name is
the guy Tejada. Who got hit. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand what would make you think. Like, there's times when you're running the line between the bases and you try to, like, stick your head in between the second or the shortstop, whoever's going to make the double play, just to block their
vision
you try to
break up the double play, but you're not actually allowed to interfere.
He might as well have just run back to the dugout, gotten a bat, run back to second base, and just started swinging at this guy's melon.
Yes, that is correct.
And I didn't want to think it because I liked the Phillies.
Only because
it's easy to get to Philadelphia and it's not as expensive as New York from where I live.
But he's not on the Phillies, so you can hate it now.
I guess.
He's on the Dodgers. The Dodgers
it
were
was
playing
pretty
the,
low.
The Dodgers were playing the Mets. He broke Tejada's...
Oh, that's right. It was the Mets.
He broke Tejada's leg.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
The guy's
God.
Leg is broken. That's why it's a big deal.
He maimed the guy?
Yeah, and took him out of the playoffs.
Oh, that's pretty unforgivable, I think.
It is. It's terrible.
I don't understand. And then later... On TV, like, you know, 11:30 at night on TV, there was on ESPN, they were going to show everyone what made it a dirty slide. And I thought,
why do they have to?
How could you not look at it? so obvious. It's horrendous.
Right?
They're going to dissect why. Okay, so you see this white puffy thing that he's aiming for?
There's
you didn't run after
that. There's a whole like rule about stuff like that. He should have been called out. They should have called the batter out. They should have, you know.
Oh, I don't even know what happened with the
there's
play.
Nothing. He was safe on second. They said he was safe.
You're kidding. He got to stay in the game.
Yes, he got to stay in the game.
And I'm imagining if the guy's leg was broken too, there was obviously no double play if there's no play at second.
No. They took him off the field.
But he's fined or something. Isn't he suspended and fined?
No, not yet.
Okay. I don't follow the whole thing.
Okay, the Major League Baseball's guy in charge now is Joe Torre, who used to be the Yankees manager.
So it's all violence. Baseball. This
yeah,
is
that's
like
why. That's why I thought. That's why I thought you were so violent today. Maybe we'll call.
Well, that's what inspired me.
WFMU, you're
Hi,
on Sportsy Talk.
I looked it up and source on the web, so it must be true.
Definitely.
That
absolutely.
Putin was 5'7".
No.
And
the funny thing
5'7".
Is that I was just reading strips from the some panels from the comic strip Hark a Vagrant.
Uh huh.
Do you know that one, Bronwyn?
No.
Wow.
Oh, it's by Kate Beaton.
Oh, I know Kate Beaton. Okay.
And it's an excellent comic.
Oh, definitely.
And she did one in which she was claiming that the measurement of Napoleon's height that everyone uses used a longer foot length, and that in our feet, Napoleon was 5'7".
Just like Putin.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I think Putin's using a shorter, like, ruler. I think he got one from, like, one of those crooked personal injury attorneys.
Maybe.
Right.
Where
so
they
that
have
he
these
looked,
little.
Looked
yeah, taller. So he'd look taller. Yeah. I mean, I don't think. Or, you know, he just has KGB guys whose sole job is to go into Wikipedia and correct it every time somebody puts in that he's 5'4". Somebody has to go in and correct it and make it 5'7".
Or it's
just
well,
that's
American
not, that's
propaganda.
That's not too far from possible. And
I
mean,
know,
you,
exactly.
You could even, you know, just write a bot that would look at Wikipedia every minute and
correct it to 5'7".
Yeah.
Yeah.
How tall is our fearless leader?
Who?
I think he's
Mr.
Tall.
Obama?
Yeah.
Like he's very tall. Yeah, he's like 6'2".
He's 6, right?
He's over 6 feet tall, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Yeah, he is. He's tall.
That's why we're better, because we have a taller president.
And that's the only reason. How tall is Donald Trump, who's going to be our next president?
I don't know. Get on it, caller.
Wait, caller, what's your name?
Michael, Listener Michael.
Oh, Listener Michael. Hey.
Hi, Listener Michael.
Hi.
And it says Trump 6'2".
Even taller.
Wow. I'm voting by height this year.
Yeah. Let's vote
this
by
year?
Not
no.
by girth.
Next
girth.
Year.
Girth. Girth would be good. If girth was the thing, then we'd have President Christie.
I will not say anything because we'll just get into a giant political
don't say
fight.
I never gave you okay. a straight line.
Thank you, Mr. Michael. That was awesome. Mr. Michael, yay!
Woo-hoo!
Thank you for supporting Sportsy Talk.
Thanks to those three listeners.
201-209-9368. So Chase Utley, right. So Joe Torre said, okay, you're suspended for 2 games. And then Chase Utley said, I challenge this suspension. I appeal.
Of course.
And so the appeal isn't going to be heard until after the playoffs are over.
He should be out as long as the guy whose leg is broken.
Well, that would be very fair. You should be
that's
Joe Torre.
I think
you should be in charge.
You know, I'm into violence. I'm into guns.
Apparently you are.
I'm into a lot of stuff.
This has never come up before.
But,
okay.
But I don't think I'm not into bad sportsmanship.
Thank you.
And I think that was
exactly.
really bad
It was terrible
sportsmanship.
Yeah, it was really
But I
awful.
Guess it's really big business.
I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know.
Well,
like,
they're all making millions, and they're going to make more millions if they... Oops. If they win things.
Being violent over there.
Right. I mean, it was like a playoff game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and the playoffs are going on, and they don't have... The Mets don't have Tejada, and Utley can play. He's eligible to play. He was eligible to play last night, and they didn't put him in the lineup.
Wow.
But, you know, they could.
Does he start for his team?
Yeah, usually. And the Dodgers would put him in. You know, they could put him in.
He had this weird thing that happened to him where for a short time, I don't know how long, maybe Listener Michael can look it up on the internet and call back.
Mm-hmm.
Chase Utley, while on the Phillies, could not throw to first base. Like, he got spastic arm.
That's called the yips.
Oh, there's a name
for
it?
Yeah, there's a name for that,
Where your brain just, like, all of a
Won't
sudden you're
you.
Thinking about something you never, ever, You need to not think about something like that. You just do it. And he couldn't.
Yeah, he got the yips. Yeah, that's,
I felt bad for him.
That happened to Chuck Knobloch on the Yankees.
Who played what position?
The
same thing, an infielder?
Second base. He played second base, yeah. And he got to where he couldn't throw to first.
Yeah.
And Derek Jeter would run up and cover for him in order to throw to make the throw to first because Chuck Knobloch just couldn't do it.
So the second baseman would field the ball, toss it to the shortstop, and the shortstop would throw to the first baseman?
Yeah, or in the case of Derek Jeter, sometimes he'd just run in front of Chuck Knobloch and make the entire play himself. And Chuck Knobloch would just stand back. He would just take a step back and let Derek Jeter do all the work, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a bad thing. It is. It's a total mental crazy pants thing. And then
the worse it gets, the worse it gets.
Exactly.
And then you can't, it's like out of control. You can't stop it.
Right.
You can't stop thinking about it, which
is another call.
The only way to do it.
WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hey, Sportsy Talk's my favorite show.
I bet
know
it
this
is.
Voice.
Why are you on suspension?
I killed you, I thought.
Why are you suspended? Did you hurt?
Can we talk about it on the air? I don't
did
know
you break? Did you break anybody's legs? Did you get somebody else pregnant?
I don't.
What
think
did you
so.
Do now?
Is it
I mean,
possible?
It would be an immaculate conception.
Mm, okay. Hey.
As far as I know, it's just
this is Jim
I
the poet.
I'm like
I
a prisoner to the bookstore. I can't actually leave the place.
So I don't know what. So how long is Kelly going to do fill-ins for you?
I think
next
Kelly
week,
be on
forever?
Show forever.
Is
okay.
this his way of getting out of the show?
I guess.
No, what?
I
don't
want
to get out of the show. The show's the best part of my life.
See how well he's acting? Like
he's
he
good.
Wants to
yeah,
do
like
it?
Yeah, like he wants to be here, but he's not here. That's
I
all
wish
I, can
I was
say.
There.
I know.
Do you
we
have?
Sure
do
too.
You typically work while it's showtime?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So you just have your priorities not in order.
Yeah.
No, sadly, here at the bookstore, I'm the only one with the keys to the bookstore.
You could just give the keys to some hobo, couldn't you? And then somebody else would have keys.
And they didn't like that.
Bookstore. Nobody
just
goes
give us
there.
Just,
we'll
just give the keys to some, like,
you know,
student, some random
at
person.
Some point, it'd be nice to not have to work from 8:30 to 7:30 every day.
Oh. Do you get paid by the hour? Do you get OT?
I do.
Overtime. Overtime.
Yeah.
You're making bank.
Still not that much money.
He has figured out that I will come and fill in for him, and then he could just call and have the show back and get paid.
You're right.
This is a big scheme. Kind of
right.
Sinister, I think.
Yeah, he's gaming us.
He's manipulating us.
He's manipulating.
I don't even know what that means, but that sounds amazing.
He's manipulating us.
That gives me a lot more credit than I deserve.
So I'm
calling in late. You know that we had like 95 boxes, 5,000 pounds of books going back to a publisher. So I had to help this guy load them into his truck.
Were they all the Al Roker book? Because that book is like the worst copy editing
well,
job
now that
I've
your
ever
review
seen.
Came out, I didn't realize it was a bad book. I think
it's a good.
We're in a lot of trouble.
I think it's a good book for weather porn. I like weather porn. It was Al Roker's book, Storm of the Century, just came out.
Storm of the Century.
Yeah,
about the
I got
1900 Galveston. What was it like a hurricane?
Hurricane, yeah, a hurricane.
He's selling the book and
just
he doesn't leveled know it. What it is.
I mean, if you want a signed copy of that book, you know,
I'm
you know,
good.
Contact me because I will sign it, Al Roker, and send it to whoever.
Maybe we can give that. Maybe we can do that as a premium for the marathon in March.
I was going to try to get Al Roker to sign him or say something like, "Hey, you know, you're listening to Sportsy Talk on WFMU."
Uh-huh.
He went by us so fast.
Yeah.
With such disdain.
He's so important.
He's important.
Like, he's on his way to
his
Weight Watchers.
So his book was, you know, I mean, it's well structured. It's typical. It hits all the high points of typical weather porn.
I hear a butt coming.
But.
A big butt.
But. Big butt.
He used to have a big butt, but now he looks really
good. Looks better, yeah. He looks like a balloon that they let all the air out of. I think he looks weird. But it's just, I don't know what's wrong with William Morrow, but I guess they don't hire copy editors anymore.
Well,
I had a whole list. I had a list of every page with an error on it.
They got bought by HarperCollins, so I think that now like they have very little money to do.
Is that it? Because it's like somebody just said, okay, you know, whatever, just print this, you know, it's embarrassing. There's actual errors in it.
Did you write to, well, you tweeted at William Morrow. Like,
I don't care about William
Morrow. Correct this thing on this page, correct the thing on that page. So hopefully,
I didn't give him the whole list. I gave him, you know, I put ellipses in because I didn't give him the whole list. The list is like, there's like 30 or 40 pages with errors.
Sadly, the days of the in-house copy editors, those are gone.
That's very sad.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Proofreaders is a lost art.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all sideways, smiley face.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
You know,
nobody's.
I had to do that.
What?
I had to dump something he said.
Me? Spilled something?
No, him.
Oh, good.
Oh,
okay.
What did I do?
You said something.
Something
All right.
wrong, as usual.
Remember that you're on the radio.
Did I say something bad?
No, you're fine.
Well, I missed it, so
everything's
you're,
fine.
You're golden.
Did you bleep me?
JP. Yeah, I did.
You did? We only get that button only works three times.
Yep, better not say anything Oops. Else. I'll hang up on you.
I was going to mention the Cubs.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the Cubs. You know what I really want to see? I want to see the Mets and the Cubs face each other in the final.
Like a
final thing.
Disaster or something.
No,
like
no, it'd be great. No, it'd be great. It would be great because they'd have Mr. Met, who's a horrendous mascot, playing the Cubs that have that awful pedophile bear with no pants. Then don't they have Pedo Bear with no pants? Isn't he still
there?
He's
got no pants.
What's his name? Pantsless Bear. What's that Pantsless Bear's name? Like Ben the Bear, Cubby the Bear,
probably Cubby.
Cubby the
something.
Tubby Bear.
Oh, he's just it's really creepy.
I'm gonna have to look this up now.
It's really the creepiest mascot in all sports.
Adding this to my list of research when I get home.
Okay.
Oh yeah, definitely look that up.
Yeah, look up the Cubs mascot. Cubs that would be like
Cubby with the chubby.
Yeah. Do I have to bleep you too, Pantsless? Pantsless mascot. No, I didn't. No. WFMU, you're on the air. We got another call. Oh, you hung up.
Hello, caller.
Thank God. I don't think four of us
telling us to stop swimming here.
Yeah, that was a caller.
Oh, well.
Call back, fourth listener of this show.
We have lots of listeners.
I know.
They just don't.
I like to kid.
Now, Ron, do you have Mets fever yet?
No.
No. What do you mean, no?
Why would I?
Well, because that guy slid into the
oh, we talked about that already. Chase Utley.
Yeah.
We talked about that. You know, Kelly's a Chase Utley fan
Don't
from way
ruin
back
it
when he
for
was on
me,
the Phillies.
Oh, you would like Chase Utley. Well, you're a Philly lady, right?
Yeah. Well, just for it's
That's
convenient.
He's got that kind of Philly, like, he's like, hey, stab that guy. So what?
Yeah,
you
so
know,
I broke his leg.
Going, yeah, it was a pretty good stab.
Somebody remind me, what's Tejada's first name? Ramon? Raphael?
Ramon? No, it's
Ramada.
Ruben.
Ruben. I knew it was with an
Ramada
R. Ruben Tejada.
Tejada.
Thank you. No, it's Ruben Tejada. Stop.
Tejada?
Ramada Tejada.
Ramada? Apparently, Chase Utley had taken him out in 2010,
so
too.
Stupid.
Like, apparently, that's really? Why the guy turned.
Oh.
Ruben Tejada turned like, oh, I remember the last time this guy came barreling into me.
Oh, man. It broke his leg. It's
scissored
awful.
Him. Yeah, that was
banned.
Not a good hit.
No, that was terrible.
And so the whole, you know, like they're all. I waited until 1 a.m. to see if they would start throwing at Dodgers.
WFMU, welcome to Sportsy Talk. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. Is this the right radio?
Yes, this is a radio show.
You're on the radio.
I'm on the radio right now?
Yeah, you're live on the radio.
Oh, my God.
It's
you
a
totally
sports.
Are.
It's a sports talk radio show. Do you want to talk about sports?
Yeah. So how do you think Chase Utley's wife should punish Chase?
Okay, bye.
I'm going to say
I dropped that right now.
How many buttons have we pressed?
I just dropped that call.
She pressed them all.
Right away. WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Hi, you may be a witness to me getting run over here on the Route 21.
Yeah, don't.
It's Danny D.
Oh, hey, Danny.
Danny D, don't.
Hey, Jim the Fudd.
Don't talk on the phone and drive at the same time.
I'm not driving. I'm walking.
He's playing Frogger on Route 21.
He's the frog.
The Devil game here.
Hey, congratulations.
Who are the Devils playing?
We are playing the Nashville Predators.
Oh, that's no good. The Predators are great.
Wait, you're on
You could have insert team here. That'll be a tough one.
The Devils got beat twice by the Jets so far.
They're going to go
Let's have our own conversation. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We spread it around. We lost to Washington.
I have things I need to say.
Okay, I don't think they can hear us now.
Who would name their team the Predators? Because
apparently
the only
somebody in Nashville.
Isn't that kind of like a
that's
pedophile?
Like, yeah,
is
that's kind of like
predator,
a predator. Yeah.
Someone who molests children.
Is a predator.
Which is a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it immediately I thought he was
it's
kidding
kind of
because I
no,
thought
no,
no
that's
one
really that's
would
really
name,
no, that's really the name of the
isn't
team.
It, oh, To Catch a Predator too, that show with
yeah, right?
You know, where they frame those poor men.
They frame the Nashville hockey team.
They're still going. I heard.
Oh wait,
right,
what?
Where? Yeah, what happened to you?
Oh, here we are.
Oh, okay. You guys are taking a break?
What happened to you guys?
First ladies of sports.
They were making out.
I wish.
You wish.
I do wish.
All right.
all the Euros are qualifiers are complete.
I have congratulations to Danny D for being in first place in his division of the Sportsy Talk.
I don't know what that means.
League.
Good for you. Who's in first place in the whole league?
You are.
Oh, I am.
Boo.
Boo.
Because I'm cheating.
I know.
Probably.
Jim the Poet is the commissioner.
Rigger.
He's the commissioner of the league.
I can do all
kinds
of shady things there.
Yeah, but we don't know about that.
This week was upset. Scheduling.
I picked up Colin Kaepernick like between
you got another call.
Like the 6 o'clock
Watch
games
this.
And the 8 o'clock. Suddenly,
WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Whoa, party line.
Hey, how many callers do we have?
Three. We got three callers.
Is that even
possible? That's a new record.
Yeah.
Who's the other caller?
I don't know.
Hello?
Who are you?
Hello, my name is Sally.
Okay.
I'd like to make out with...
Oh, I got the wrong guy!
I thought that was...
Oh, no. I cut the other caller.
Right?
I'm going to cut everybody off.
That poor person.
I want to read it. Okay, I want to do...
I was going to say, Jim, you could serve on the Vice Squad with a voice like that.
Yeah, I know. I have.
All right.
He could lure the Predator.
I would like...
I want to do a reading of Jerry Jones' statement. On,
what statement?
Somebody asked him what he thought of Greg Hardy.
Oh, yeah, jeez.
You want to hear this?
Give more info.
All right.
More info.
Greg Hardy plays for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And he was arrested for beating his then-girlfriend. And they keep describing it. They said, and then he threw her on a couch full of guns.
Okay.
That's like a big thing.
They're into
they keep
that.
I don't know. I mean, it's
that's
like
the
that's
thing in
poor.
Dallas.
Yeah.
So then he got
couches are made of guns in Texas.
Exactly, right? So then he got suspended by the NFL, and then he served his suspension, and then he came back.
Video? Is there video?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What?
Well, he came back and like bounced
so
off about Tom Brady's wife.
Yeah. He came back and he started saying inappropriate things about Tom Brady's wife,
whoopsie.
Giselle Bundchen. So somebody asked Jerry Jones, who owns the Cowboys. Was on a radio talk show, not unlike this one, except that the hosts get money and get paid.
Is legit.
Yeah, legit. And they asked him, what do you think of Greg Hardy and what he said at his press conference? And this is what Jerry Jones said. Ready? This is long.
I'm ready.
Okay, Danny D, are you ready? This is long. I don't want to...
I'm ready.
Okay. Like a prose poem. I'm ready.
It's a long thing. This is a transcript. This is a legit transcript of what he said. Well, I specifically have commented on it. It's just where we are and where he is and where we are. Most of comments are going to go the wrong way if they have any element of being positive, of being aggressive, of being the way you want to be as a football player as far as your attitude is concerned. He has that attitude. It's not just talk. It's not just in front of a bunch of cameras. That's what he is. And he is that way. He is very aggressive out there. He is very positive. He is very confident in his ability to make a difference. Where he is and where we are in any time, he is there. Any time he is a point of discussion, which you guys, maybe you were out there, but they probably asked him so many questions. I'll get so many questions, and then I'll have five or six of them that have nothing to do with what the writer ultimately writes, and he has it put on by some colleague of his the other way. So you never know where it's coming from. Here's the deal. Is that unless he looks like he's contrite, unless he looks like he's just absolutely whipped, and so really obviously sorry for what his situation is, he's going to get criticized. And we all know that. But he was in a football setting. Those questions that were being asked him, those people that were asking those questions, they were not workplace. We know some things are out of order. We know if an attorney is talking to you or if a salesperson is talking to you and they're in the opposite sex. We know some things in today's society that is behavior that we don't have today. We know that. But now I can remember when they talk about Richard Burton. And you'd say, I don't know about Richard Burton, but anybody could enough to be married to Elizabeth Taylor has got to be all right. Elizabeth Taylor made her life wanting people to say she was pretty. She made her life. That was her complete life. That was the people she hired to make them when they said Elizabeth Taylor to enhance people saying she was pretty and interesting.
Yeah, how did he drag Elizabeth
And so
Taylor in?
When you did talk about Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, you talked about how pretty she was and Elizabeth Taylor. Nobody thought that you were being disrespectful of women or the workplace. Well, Tom just happens to be married to a lady that is absolutely one of the premier people in the world of working and making people say she is beautiful. Do you agree with me? That's what they do. They get up in the morning and go to bed at night having people say she's beautiful. So that a lot of people, when they talk about Tom Brady, talk about how beautiful she is.
He's way too rich for crystal meth, but that's obviously
right, yeah, right.
Total.
Now, he's really old. Yes.
Peyote. That's like a Ginsburg call.
What stage of the NFL concussion protocol is Barry Jones in right now?
Right. Yay, Danny D.
Well, he has Brandon Whedon as his starting quarterback, so I would say.
So there you go. Pretty far along,
he
right?
Be in a dark room for a while.
Yep.
Weedman is. Lead man's not doing too well anymore.
Here we go. WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, who's this?
I used to be Robert, but I guess I must now be Sally because...
Oh, sorry, Lister Robert.
Hello, Sally.
We didn't know.
I thought I'd bring you up to date on how things are going in the Junior Pee-Wee Division.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah, great.
Junior Pee-Wee Division
party
update.
People, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to get going because I got to get into the Devils game here.
Right, well, okay.
Go Devils.
Go Devils.
Thank you, and bless you all, and I hope it all works out for Jerry Jones. He gets the help he needs.
Hail okay.
Thank you, Danny D. Bye. Danny D, yay. Calling on his way into the Devils game.
That's
a sportsy
guy. That's going to be a brutal defeat. They're going to lose by 7 goals.
Oh, jeez. All right. I want to hear about I want to hear about Pee-wee something. What do I want to hear about?
Football.
Football. Pee-wee football. Go.
Right, right. Well, our team, the Cardinals, is now 2-0-1, and we're playing Saturday against the other 2-0-1 team.
Oh, it's going to be a mess.
Place. There's many ties in that league? Yeah, fairly much. We don't have time to break ties because we only have the field for so long.
Oh, right, right.
Oh.
And anyway, actually one of the teams has 2 ties already out of 3 games. But anyway, I'm in charge of the offense, which is doing well. Defense is doing very well, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the offense is what's controversial. First of all, it's controversial within the team because even though I'm theoretically in charge of the offense,
mm-hmm.
our head coach, Tim, he likes to, as he says, wing it.
Wing it.
I'll be out there. I'll be watching. I say, wait a minute, we don't have that play. And it's like he just described it in the huddle to the kids during a timeout.
We can talk over
like you're this stick and you're this rock
early
and you move
in
around.
The conversation
yeah,
or the call if
I
they're just starting what is going to be like this.
But anyway,
long,
and,
boring.
You know,
they're not going to get to the
boring.
Meat of it.
I know. But you know, the thing
is a lot of our listeners,
you know, they're dedicated listeners. They've been listeners for a long time, and I respect them. You know, for listening. I mean, they listen to me. I feel like I should.
I can say something.
I don't feel anything bad. I feel like I should listen to them because they listen to me. You know,
what if it's terrible radio?
No,
yeah. Well, I mean, I do a lot of terrible radio, or I have.
Yeah, but we do really good bad radio. Like, there's just,
like
I think
so
this story may just be bad, bad radio.
I don't know. Well, you don't know because we're not actually listening to
stuff.
And
we hate kids.
No, I don't hate kids.
Yes, you do.
I don't hate kids.
You do.
I don't want kids, but I don't
that's
hate.
That's equivalent to hating them.
No, it's not the same.
It is.
It isn't.
According
the same
to the rest of the world.
No, I don't care then. They're
but
wrong.
You know,
no, I like kids. I just, that's why I worked in kids' media. You know, like I worked in comic books. No. I worked in, like at Nickelodeon magazine and stuff.
That's all adult stuff. That's
I know it is, but I mean, I worked in the kids comics. I worked in like the Hanna-Barbera, you know, Cartoon Network comics.
That's the only thing about kids that's cool.
Yeah, okay, but that's what I did because I like kids. I wanted kids to be entertained. I thought it would be nice.
All right, I'll back off.
Okay, I like kids. I just don't want any kids. He's talking about kids. Okay, let's go back.
Aren't calling it.
Okay, here we go.
I don't think there's anything illegal about it.
Uh-huh.
But we're getting some notoriety because, you know, of the plays we use, like I put one in, it's a guard around where the quarterback hands off to the pulling guard who just pulls behind
and
takes
and
the ball.
And he's eligible to carry the ball?
And
he carries the
quarterback.
What? No.
No, he hands the ball off and this giant lineman will start running with the ball.
Well, he's not actually giant, but he is older. Now, you see,
so
there's
they're
a
doing unorthodox
plays.
Players to do unorthodox.
But that's okay, right? I mean,
no,
it's not
being,
not
they're
illegal.
They're being frontiersmen. They're being,
there's
you know,
some
they're,
tight
they're,
end, they're, I think. Some tight end, I think, with
I
Chicago is like 410 pounds. I have to look up who that is.
Is that true?
Yeah.
The tight end runs with the ball?
Yeah.
Well, they can catch it, they can run with it, they can block, they can do all kinds
triple
of things. But
threat.
He's talking about one of the guards, which is like, you know, like somebody, there's a center, and then there's guards are on the
it's
on the
it's a defensive man
the
for the other team.
Yeah.
No.
Except
throw him the ball.
No.
We have,
not for the other
we
team.
Have weight limits.
Yeah.
And so our guard isn't really a heavy one. In fact, we do have there's an exception made for certain players who have to have an X
right,
on their helmet.
30 seconds left on this.
They're
final.
Like 20. They're like 20 pounds
gonna,
up to 20 pounds over
there.
The weight limit, but
no,
they're not
don't.
Allowed to carry the ball.
Oh, really?
Don't throw the PSA book.
He's actually well under the weight limit, so he's allowed
See,
to be 10
Jim
years old.
Jim the Poet's not
as
saying
a baby.
Anything.
As
he's
April
no, he's, Jim the Poet, like,
the
he
secret.
Never listens, and he's listening.
What, I'm listening? What?
I know, that's what
okay,
Kelly
great
said.
Call.
Kelly
I'm engrossed. I want to see these this play on YouTube.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah, can you put it on YouTube?
Thanks for the call.
I'd like to. And
have a good night.
Who took pictures
Stop
of it?
All right, well, if you put, yeah, put a couple plays on YouTube and then call us again
next
week.
When Jim the Poet's here.
All right, take a look, because I, you know, I'm always looking for new plays, and I could contact Belichick and let him know.
Push the button, Bronwyn.
Oh, my God.
Wants to embargo
push the button.
Guard-eligible play.
Kelly's head is spinning around like in The Exorcist, and she's like screaming at me and spitting green
okay,
soup.
Okay, see you. All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Robert.
What a good sport.
Oh, no, they was
I didn't
great.
Mean, I can't believe you
no,
hung up. I was
why?
Totally kidding.
I thought you guys
guy.
Turned down your mics again. I'm like, where do those guys go?
we don't turn them down. We just like...
You're smoking. In the
no, we take them out of mono so you can't hear us. And then we just say stuff.
You just make fun of me?
Yeah,
pretty
basically.
Much.
That's okay.
Pretty much. But you're cool with
that's
that.
And
odd.
I miss you. I mean, I haven't seen you now for a couple... Remember last winter when the weather was so bad and I couldn't get to the station?
Yeah, I know.
Like
you would call each week and tell me to, like, take over other people's show?
Yeah, that was good. You
can he do the show without you?
He can do the show without me. Sure.
I can't do the show without
yes,
her.
He can.
Do
I
you?
Can't.
Have you?
I know. I would get somebody else in to help me.
Yeah,
or
like,
I would
just
do
like
the
I get you in.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim, you know so much about football. Well, thank you, Giselle.
I'm so attracted to you when you do radio.
You know so much more than my husband, Tom.
Oh, no. I love you when you talk into no. that big mic.
Oh, that big black mic.
I always love it when...
Big black
when...
mic. What?
Easy.
Hey,
easy
should
boy.
We talk about MRSA? MRSA's fun to talk about.
What's MRSA?
That's methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, I believe.
Who has that?
Daniel Fells of the Giants.
What is it?
Yeah, what's with the Giants? Didn't they have mono last year?
Yeah, well, also MRSA is like this horrible drug-resistant nasty thing. That
so
gets,
goodbye
it's
to
like,
this guy,
it's
right?
Like, it's like, yeah, it's like face-eating bacteria, except he hasn't. His
Don't
foot.
Get too attached.
No, they think they're going to have to, like, cut off his foot.
Well, so.
They might, you know.
Well, they already have, a lineman without any fingers.
Well,
I know.
Jason Pierre-Paul. Gym.
Give him a stick.
Well, it's like
it.
This happened in a few years ago. The Tampa Bay Bucks had, like, it in their locker room. And, like, a couple of guys, Lawrence Tyne's career was ended. He was a kicker. And then somebody else's career ended because they got this MRSA.
They
it always
cut
affects
off his feet.
The foot?
I don't know if they cut off his feet, but they cut off so much of his muscle. You know, it was eating him. You know, this stuff eats you, and there's nothing they can do about it. They put you in the ICU, and you
wow.
get
very
eaten.
Abstract sounding.
It's horrible.
It sounds like something Dr. House wouldn't figure out right away.
No. Well, he probably
it would.
Take
him an hour.
Yeah. No, it's
to
pretty,
figure out you had a cold.
No, I mean, I think people know, like, right away that you have it because there's it
How
doesn't
do you get
respond
it?
To anything.
You touch another foot with it?
You go to Giant yeah. Stadium and lick a toilet.
Yeah, pretty much. No, it happens a lot in, like, gyms.
You're like,
and
oh, I dropped the nacho, 10-second rule, and then you're dead.
Really? Okay, totally. Okay, so, like, gyms and locker rooms and things, MRSA, it's, like, it's actually harmless unless it gets into your skin.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not harmless, but, like, 2% of people in the world have it up their nose, apparently, or something. So if you pick your nose and then wipe your face, you're going to die, you know, because it could be on your own hand. You should wash your hands. You have to keep your hands away from
Everything
your nose. And
they
your
tell you to wash your hands.
It'll save your life.
I wouldn't wash my hands at Giant Stadium. That water's as nasty as it comes.
Well, use sanitizer. Carry some around
and
with you.
And don't touch
don't,
the handle
don't,
on the door when
don't
you're
share your towels. Don't
or
share
your toothbrush.
Or your razors. And, okay, this is a great thing.
Or
is
your
it,
used cotton
here's,
balls.
Here's the thing. Scientists and experts did a study.
Scientists and experts?
Yes. Of MRSA, and they found that athletes who shave their bodies get MRSA 6 times more often than athletes who don't shave their bodies.
Shave
so
their body? Why would you do that?
With people,
streamline.
Guys, men shave their chests
manscaping.
And stuff. Manscaping.
Oh, God. Why
don't
did, yeah, no.
shave Don't
I,
shave
it's
your genital
all
area.
Kinds of things I want to cover up. I mean, yeah. You know, that hair is doing me a favor.
It is?
Oh, don't shave it.
Yeah, I don't shave. I don't shave any of that.
You'll get MRSA and you'll die.
No, then it's like, whoa,
that's
what are you doing?
Don't shave your genital area. That's
the
what they say.
The hair follicle is now receptive to something. Yeah, it's like you're not supposed to shave your legs and get a pedicure.
You could get a nick.
A nick,
you
know? Yes.
Yeah, and then the MRSA gets
why
right in.
That's what's wrong with the nicks. They all have MRSA.
I'm showing you where the nick could get at. This is the nick stroke.
This is what a nick stroke looks
like. Well, because my legs are under the desk, you couldn't see those.
Okay.
I might get MRSA in my knee, where I ripped up my knee last Wednesday.
You don't.
What's wrong with your knee?
Oh, I fell.
She wiped out in the subway.
Were you drunk?
No, not in the subway. No, I was on my way to the train to come into the city. I was on my way to Metro North. I was on the sidewalk.
You weren't that drunk?
No, I wasn't that drunk.
I put my story
I didn't start day drinking yet. I know.
Not as drunk as I normally am in the morning.
No, I don't. Do you even sleep?
Is he really
He's always drunk.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, the Mets game ends at 1, and that's when the drinking begins.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Ugh.
I'm not sure if he's being serious or not.
I know, it's hard to
tell. He's kind of serious.
Oh, he's too crazy to be a drunk. He's already nuts.
Well, yeah,
I got a lot of problems. I got so many problems.
Are you going to be here next week? I hope.
I think so.
Okay,
I mean, they're supposed to hire a new manager by Thursday, so. I mean, Tuesday night is the only night I get off, as it is.
Oh.
Seriously?
And the only happiness and joy I have in my life is being on the show.
I know.
He does have problems.
I do.
That's a problem.
And, you know, Bronwyn's my best friend, so.
Yep, pretty much. And I never see him except for 1 hour a week here.
I know, I run
it's
in.
It's like a therapist.
It's a 5:45, sexually charged
I'm running
camaraderie.
Out at 7:15.
I don't know. It's like, it's very strange because I really like Jim the Poet and I really look forward to seeing him once a week.
But you're married.
No, not that at all.
Only
just
for an
that,
hour.
Just that,
only
just
on
that
the
I
radio.
Just that I don't see him the rest of the
it's
time.
The
it's like we don't actually hang out.
We went to the Super Bowl thing that time.
Well, we did go to the Super Bowl. We went to the dog show.
I have done some social
But those are.
You bailed me out of jail that time.
Those aren't social things. Those are.
That was really nice of you.
Yeah, those are like work related.
Those are like
show related.
This isn't work because no one gets paid. This is pseudo work.
Yeah, we don't get paid for this.
We don't get paid, but you can send money now.
I'm telling you,
WFMU.org.
Thank you. That's right. I used to think, you know, Sportsy Talk, the most trusted team in sports talk radio today, everything, WFMU. Fewer people get their sports talk radio from WFMU than from any other station in the nation, blah, blah, blah. I thought, well, you know, nobody would pay us. We're not commercial. Nobody would pay us to do sports talk radio on a paid station,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't even...
But that's not true, because now I've heard some sports talk radio. I've heard some guy, some big-name sports talk guy trying to buy used corks.
Yeah,
on his show, like it's tedious.
Mike Francesa made a guy cry and then brought him to the Mets game last night.
I know, right?
But there's a certain kind of tedium that people will pay for, and this is not that kind.
I guess that's right. Yeah, I guess that's it. But I mean,
it's like a Beckett play, some kind of.
But I do think
exactly.
having actually heard some sports talk guys.
Stupid.
I think I mean I don't think we're as dumb
better
as
than
that.
Them.
I think we're better than that.
We
yes.
are.
I think we should be paid.
Well,
and pay
by somebody.
Us now at WFMU.org.
Stop
let's
that.
Start marching
we already did
against
that.
Management,
no, we did.
Bronwyn.
Yeah. We made so much money anywhere. Because Kelly's on the show.
I think so, yeah.
That has nothing
People
to
love
do
Kelly.
With anything.
Station manager Ken keeps
Hold
moving the goalposts.
What? Being called away.
All right, bye.
We'll see you next week.
Okay, I hope so. He hung up.
Wow, he's brutal about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. What? I'm
what?
Being called away.
Bye.
See you next week. Click.
He probably has to go vomit.
No.
Does he drink?
Yeah, he drinks. Yeah, sure.
You see my hand gesture?
Yeah, I know. And the listeners don't see the hand
that's
gesture.
That's the point.
201-209-9368. We still have a few minutes. Okay, so we covered Chase Utley.
Yes.
We covered hockey fights.
I brought that story.
We covered
I want
Jerry
that.
Jones. Thank you. Yeah, that's yours.
If we're going to get paid by management.
You want to get paid for that?
How good the story was, that's my story.
Okay.
You get everything else.
Let's see, we talked about MRSA. We didn't talk about Sluggo saying that the 49ers helmets look like cigarette packs, which they do.
We gotta think of what they look like.
There's gold, and then they have this like little red and yellow, red and
the
white
thing
logo.
The thing on the side,
yeah,
like
the
got
side
by the
thing.
Ear, that
yeah,
looks
it says
like
49. Yeah, it looks like a cigarette pack. It does.
Well, if he said it, I believe it because everything he says is very
observant. He's very visual. Yeah.
I
we
didn't
talk
realize
about
football's been on for 5 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like it starts so early, but I guess it doesn't. It's mm-hmm. When is the Super Bowl? In January or February?
Well, it used to always be on right around my birthday.
Yeah, but late, now, mid-late.
January, late January.
Like
but now
in the
it's,
20s.
Yeah, but now it's in the February, usually now.
Right in the beginning.
Yeah, a week or two into February.
Yeah, yep. So I guess it's time. But doesn't it always seem like it just became fall and there's... It's like when you see Christmas ornaments and decorations in the store before Halloween. That always gets me.
Yeah, that always kind of bothers me. Well, now that Halloween's become a big holiday, they have, like, Halloween decorations in July.
Yeah, it's all...
You know, it's all goofy.
Wacky. But that's just because we're old.
They just want you to buy things. No, it's not because I'm old.
Yeah, we're just getting crotchety. Nobody cares that there's Christmas.
You said crotchety.
Isn't that a word? Crotchety?
Yes, it is a word. It's an awesome word.
It is. Like, who cares if there's Christmas? It's not like I have to buy them.
Well, that's true.
It just angers me from somewhere deep down inside me about what is right and what is wrong in the world.
I remember when I grew up, people used to get upset if there were Christmas ornaments out before Thanksgiving.
Before July 4th.
Before Thanksgiving. It was like if Thanksgiving had to come and go before you got to Christmas. Or else they'd just blow up.
But, you know what I have noticed?
What?
Christmas comes pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like, I hate the holidays because I'm miserable.
Oh,
so
that's sad.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't feel sad. They're annoying.
No, but hating the holidays is sad. Holidays are awesome.
Are they?
Yeah. You get to eat delicious food and sing songs, and there's lights and color and presents.
You're supposed to pig out.
Well, Thanksgiving's awful. Yeah, Thanksgiving's kind of awful. It's not.
I like turkey, but I hate the whole point of like.
I mean, the meal's good, but
we're not giving thanks. We're just getting bloated and drunk.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I don't like that.
And I gotta go somewhere in traffic. Ugh.
All right, I agree. I don't like Thanksgiving very much.
I'm kind of happy. Like, you know the holiday I like? I like New Year's because it's sort of like, woohoo, it's all done, big party. Just have the long, bleak winter to ride out until spring comes. I'm on the downhill slope.
No, and the long, bleak winter has, like, my birthday and Sluggo's birthday and the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl's kind of fun.
Then there's Valentine's Day. And
yeah, love
Easter,
Valentine's Day.
And
I'm going to go massacre some people on Valentine's
Day. Why are you so violent today?
I am?
Yeah, you're really...
Oh, it's all talk.
Here's a violent story.
You know I'm a left-wing pacifist. You know that.
Yeah. Here's a violent story. You like violence?
Sure.
I'll tell you violence.
Not really.
Okay.
Just to be on record,
okay, Texas,
everybody.
Texas A&M.
You know I'm going to get like 40 emails.
I know.
Texas A&M.
Their former wide receiver, Thomas Johnson.
Yes.
Went out Monday morning and just picked a random jogger and hacked him to death machete.
That's bad.
Yeah, of course it's bad. He murdered the guy. He murdered a random guy.
Just go to the gym or get a massage. Go to the gun range.
That means it's time to go. We're done.
Oh,
we did it. Yay! Sporty Talk!
What's happening now? There's people here. Announce their
You know who they are, Marconi Island.
Oh, yeah, we saw you on the street when you were, like, we went to dinner after the show last week, and we were yelling to you.
We weren't yelling to him.
We were just
pointing and laughing.
No,
we're like, there's that guy. There's that guy. I know him. Look at him run.
Away from us. Who can blame him? Oh, that's right.
I don't blame him.
He heard us, and he was just like...
He was running. He was pretending he didn't hear us. He was
I
gotta get out of here. Oh, man, those girls, there they are. Oh, those crazy middle-aged housewives are chasing me down the street. Okay, so this has been Sporty Talk. Thank you, DJ Kelly, for filling in again.
My pleasure. Thank
so
you for
appreciate
having me.
That.
My pleasure.
And,
that's
what else can I say? I think that's it. We think that Jim the Poet will be back next week.
I might kill him between now and then. We'll see.
God, you are just... I'm turning your mic off right now.
No,
going to turn your mic off.
Okay, I'll be good.
Okay, be good.
I'll be good.
Okay. So, this has been Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
See you in heaven.
Oh, you're crazy.